Nigeria. Discos refute claims on load rejection. Discos refute claims on load rejection. Alleged discrepancies in TCN and Discos data. Say there is a lack of balanced information in the media. The distribution companies, Discos, have rejected the allegations of load rejection reported in the media last week. According to a reliable source who chose to remain anonymous, there have been discrepancies between the Transmission Company of Nigeria, TCN, and Discos data. The source says, in quote, "In all of the load forecasts, from all the Discos mentioned, the load that was actually successfully delivered to these Discos are less than the load requested. For instance, Kaduna Disco in the third week of May forecasts an average of 266.13 megawatts, while the actual average energy delivered was 207.94 megawatts, with a deficit of 58.19 megawatt. In addition, Enugu Disco forecast 358.71 megawatt for the third week of May, while 308.37 megawatts was actually delivered to them within the same period the report covered, with 50.34 megawatts deficit. According to the SO data released for the same third week of May in 2021, the average energy generated was 4,202.53 megawatts, while the average energy sent out was 4,126.77 megawatts. It was actually recorded that 1,578.53 megawatts was unutilized due to gas constraints, while 398 megawatts was unutilized due to low load demand from Discos within the same period. In my opinion, the data gotten from the SO as well as the information gotten from the Discos does not tally with each other. Many of these data are not well captured. That's why it is easy to erroneously quote or pick any convenient data from any platform and publish it in the media. There is no balance in this information, hence it's always misleading, incorrect, and inconsistent, which does not put the Discos in good light to the public once published." End of quote. The source concluded that the stakeholders should tackle the challenge of load rejection and find a lasting solution. In quote, "Load rejection accusations between the Discos, TCN, and Gencos has been a perennial problem in the sector. We should have a way to tackle this once and for all, whereby all the information can be verified and confirmed before pushing such to the public." End of quote.